Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
I cannot seem to grow my savings, no matter what I try. So what am I doing wrong? The first thing I said when she asked me this question is, well, do you want me to look at your budget with you? And she said, yes, as soon as I have one. And I think a lot of us are afraid to look at where the money's going. But once you do, it is so empowering. Rent, food, and car are going to be your first three biggest expenses. Also, health insurance if you don't get it at work. So that's an easy place to start. Then you can look at phone, internet, utilities, etc. And then your discretionary spending. And if you find you're spending everything you're making, look to see where it's not really bringing you joy. Like if you're paying for coffee drinks you could make at home every day instead. Or maybe you're eating out more than you want to. Or buying clothes you really don't need. Once you get streamlined, you can then decide how much you're going to be saving each month. Then you pay yourself first from each paycheck. Transfer that money to your savings straight away, and then you'll see how fun it is to watch those numbers grow. Now, if the whole thing feels overwhelming, start with a small enough number that feels easy. Let's say $20 a paycheck, or whatever number feels good to you. But if you make it really easy, then it's going to be that much easier to increase that number. But if you start with something high that feels ambitious and you can't manage it, that feels very defeating. And you might be tempted to say, you know what? I can't do this and forget about it. I'm just going to give up. So keep it really simple. And think about the things that matter to you and that you want to spend money on. Then when you look at your credit card statements, you can see, well, am I spending my money on the priorities that are important to me, or am I spending on things that I don't even really care about? And then you can make changes. You know, if you're having a really tough time getting your spending under control, my favorite remedy for that is to pay for stuff in cash. Take out a certain amount from each paycheck for gas, groceries, lunches out, whatever it is you're planning on spending on. And then when the cash is gone, you're done spending until the next pay period. It's a really interesting exercise because handing over cash hurts in a way that swiping a card just does not. And this also really helps with discipline, which may not come easy, but it can definitely be learned. Like, I don't need another white blouse, and I didn't budget for one this month. So even though it's on sale and it's a super buy and I love that brand, I'm going to pass because other good deals are going to come to me in the future. And then the last thing I suggested for this friend of mine who wants to save more money is that she put in calendar reminders to help her remember to pay herself first every time she gets paid, just until the habit becomes automatic. And tell yourself every step of the way, I can do this. It might feel hard right now, but I can do this. And every time I do it, it's going to feel a little easier. I'm Juliet, and I thank you so much for listening. And if you've got a question for me or a dilemma that you're trying to sort out, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note to justaskjuliet@magic.com. That's M-A-J-I-C. And feel free to ask your question in email form, or if you prefer that we get on the phone and talk it out, we can arrange to do that too.